This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. Good morning. I hope that you're feeling pretty well today. What do you do when life falls apart? Well, maybe bad news comes one night, or a phone call to say there's been an accident and someone's been killed, or you've lost your job, or you've lost something of your financial security, or there might have been a dream, a vision that you had that you wanted to do something with your life, and you've had a heartbreak situation, rejection. So what do you do? How do you rebuild your life? Well, today and tomorrow, I want to just try and cover this. I think it's harder and it takes more time to rebuild your life after a major loss than it does to build your life in the first place. And I'll explain that. The fact is, you can't live without loss, because think of it in this way, that everything in the world is temporary. You're not made to live here forever. You are actually made to live forever in eternity. And you're only going to get 70, 80, maybe 100 years on this planet. And that means that everything else is temporary. So you're going to have a major loss in your life. As I mentioned, financial loss, maybe health loss, the loss of someone close to you. And some have lost a marriage. And there are many other kinds of losses in life. So how do you recover? How do you rebuild after a loss? There are going to be storms, and there could well be tragedy. I certainly hope not, but you may have experiences of grief and failure. Well, loss always creates a very strong emotion in us. For example, someone close to us dies. How do you feel? Well, you grieve. You might worry. You fear. You may have depression and anger. We watch the tragedy unfold in the TV news. We see loss of life, and I think we feel a great sense of sorrow and grief, particularly if we knew the people. So what does God want us to do with the emotions? What does he want us to do with these emotions when we're the ones that are experiencing the loss? I think there's something here about not resisting them or denying that they exist. Don't replay them over and over again in your mind and wonder what could have been done if only. And don't reduce them by saying, well, it was no big deal anyway. Well, it was a big deal. At the time, it hurt. Don't repress those feelings. Don't bottle them up. You release them. Why? Because you need to deal with your feelings, either now or later. And if you don't deal with them now, you're just putting off the inevitable. Or what will happen often is this: when you swallow your feelings, your stomach keeps score, someone has said, or something like that. If you internalize your feelings, when you stuff them down, they do come out, often in ways that you don't want. And God says, no, I want you to release them. And what I'm saying is that prayer is the answer here. It's described in the Bible as crying out to God. I'm looking, for example, at Psalm 18, verse 4 to 6. And this is a very graphic description. The writer says, death had wrapped its ropes around me. I was almost swallowed by its flooding waters. Ropes from the world of the dead had coiled around me, and death had set a trap in my path. I was in terrible trouble, and I called out to you. But from your temple you heard me and answered my prayer. That's Psalm 18, verse 4 to 6, written by David. David had people who were trying to kill him, and especially Saul, and he'd been in anguish and fear, and he's expressing these very strong emotions in a prayer to God, who was his protector. So where do you think your emotions come from? Well, God gave them to you because you're created in the image of God, because God has emotions. God cries, he laughs, he gets angry, he grieves, and that's why you do too. You are made in the image of God, and so he understands your emotions. You can tell him everything. You can cry out to him. You can be honest with him. Do you remember the old children's song you might have sung? I'm in right, outright, upright, downright, happy all the time. That's a song. Well, I don't think it's a very helpful song, because for most of us, it's not true. I'm not happy all the time. You know, sadness is part of life. In fact, Jesus said it's okay to mourn in Matthew 5, verse 4. It says, God blesses those people who grieve. They will find comfort. So God says it's okay to release your grief. Lord, we do know we've got to live by faith, but that's not easy. When tragedy comes our way, we realize it's a mistake. Our own mistakes or unwise choices are behind some of these outcomes, and it can dampen our faith. But help us, Lord, to rebuild our faith, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.